A podcast is a free downloadable audio show that enables you to learn while you're on the go. To subscribe to our podcast for free, you'll need an app to listen to the show. For iPhone, iPad, iPod listeners, grab your phone or device and go to the iTunes store and search Brick by Brick, the motivational podcast by Antonio T. Smith Jr. This will help you to download the free podcast app produced by Apple and then subscribe to the show from within that app. Every time we produce a new episode, you'll get it downloaded right on your device. For Android listeners, download the Podomatic app for free and search for Brick by Brick, the motivational podcast by Antonio T. Smith Jr. Or if you have already downloaded a podcasting client, follow the directions in the next sentence. For podcast enthusiasts, if you already listen to podcasts and have a podcatcher that you prefer, the feed you'll need to add is brickbybrick.podomatic.com. For those who don't have a mobile device, you can always listen to the show by clicking the audio file at the top of this page. You can see Brick by Brick, the motivational podcast by Antonio T. Smith Jr., in the business section of iTunes or Podomatic.
Antonio has been working with me for a little over a year now. And I must admit that I myself am very proud of my growth. And so I take that into my life every day now. So when I do things, I make sure that I make sure my intentions and my motives are correct. I don't want to do anything that has a negative impact on me and my family. I reached out to Antonio due to me having a child and knowing that the lifestyle that I was living and how I was living was not what I wanted anymore. I wanted better for myself, therefore wanting better for my son. So I'm extremely thankful to Antonio for everything that he has done. My personal life would definitely be a lot worse than it is now. You know, it just, me growing as a person has allowed for other aspects of my life to grow as well. I am still growing and I'm still learning, and I'm thankful for Antonio for putting up with me for this past year and just having patience with me in regards to that. So I've definitely grown a lot thanks to his teachings as well as the teachings of Tempest, you know, so I definitely dedicate my growth to both Tempest and Antonio.
Marker, outstanding. Outstanding. Does she give y'all problems?
Yep.
Yeah. Or does she give y'all A's?
Nope.
Hated those professors. Okay. Name is Antonio Smith. I promise you. Well, it's great to be back at Lee College. I really like coming here. It's like my fifth time or something being here. I'll tell you a bit of my story. I promise you two things. I promise not to be boring. That should feel right good with you. Cool. And I promise to give you every single thing that I have. I promise you that. So I'll start off with just a tad bit of my story. This is not about me. This is completely about you. But we're going to talk about self-motivation. I'm going to give you six elements in which I think everyone should have as far as self-motivation goes. If you pay attention to just part of it, I'll change your entire life by changing your thinking. So anybody familiar with CPS? Okay, so Child Protective Services. So from six, math. Okay, cool. All right. So from 6 to 18, I was in CPS. I actually aged out of Child Protective Services in the state of Texas, too, right? So that's pretty terrible in itself. I got adopted at 14, which never, ever, ever, ever happens, but I know, right? But it was pretty cool that somebody did it for me. But I assure you, they adopted a grown man with anger problems, right? So if you had a mom, I was trying to fight you. It didn't matter. If you had a mom and a dad, I was trying to stuff a mud hole in you because I was just so angry about everything and everybody. I was just angry. I was so angry, I wasn't happy unless I was angry. Anybody ever met somebody like that, right? Some of you are like, yeah, that used to be me, right? Some of you are like, that's still me right now. What's up, bro? You know what I'm saying, right? But here's the deal. I was extremely angry because my parents gave me up when I was 6. And so I spent a lot of time homeless because I didn't like one side of my family because they always talked about my dad. And I didn't like the other side of my family because they told me I need to respect my mom. And so that was just weird to me. So I was like, forget both of y'all and I'm out of here. And so I did a lot of time in foster homes, running away and stuff. And so I did a lot of time homeless and I spent a lot of time sleeping in this little trash can. It's neither here nor there. Here's what you need to know, though. It takes a heck of a lot of a motivation, right, to get from that place to where I'm at, to where I am today. So I wound up retiring when I was 28 years old. I'm 34 now. So I wound up retiring when I was 28 years old from everything, which means that my passive income or royalties, what automatically comes in, outweighs my expenses, what I send out. So if you want to retire when you're 28, you should probably listen to a little bit of this here, right? If you want to do anything like that. And so I do work now, but it's not work. I only do what I want to do, and people are foolish enough to pay me for it, right? So I only do what totally excites me, and most of that is teaching and traveling the world to teach part of what I'm about to teach you right now. So it used to be so I couldn't even afford to get out of Galveston, Texas, is where I'm from. 807 38th Street, by the way. Anybody, I don't know if you're from Galveston or not. It's the hood, though, if you knew anything about Galveston. I couldn't even afford to get past city limits, but now I'm able to travel the world with a passport, right? So how the heck do you get from that place to this place? Well, here's six things I want to teach you real quick. The first thing, let's see, let's go. I'm going to teach you about the pinnacle theory. Then I'm going to teach you about seed. Not that kind of seed, dude. It's okay. Okay. All right. I'm going to teach you about a garden. Okay. And then I'm going to teach you about DM. Let's just call it DM because that's the secret mind. And then voice. That is not a V, but we're going to make it work. Okay. So that's how it's going to work. So check this out. So here's the first thing you need to know. There is a theory out there, and I love quantum physics. Matter of fact, my master's right now is in theology. My bachelor's in theology as well. But my next master's is going to be in physics, and I'm going to get my doctorate in physics too. I love quantum physics. I just do. So I'm going to do a lot of scientific talk here because it just makes sense, right? Anybody believe in science? Anybody? You believe in gravity? Okay, cool. Preach, thank you very much for helping me out here. Okay, thank you very much, right? So here's the deal. There's a theory called the pinnacle theory. And the pinnacle theory says this here. You need, well, let's break it down for a second. If I put an apple on this table right here by her, and this apple is not used for the intended purpose in which it was planned to use or designed to use, it would deteriorate, go back into the ground in which it came. So those carbon and oxygen and everything that the apple, nitrogen and all that stuff, right? Vitamin C and A, all that stuff, be used to the ground so it could be used again. The second law of thermodynamics would take over there, which simply states very simply that everything starts with order and unravels out in time to disorder. This is where we get our sense of time from, meaning that things don't get stronger over time. They die over time. Fair enough. Anybody here? Are you not convinced you're going to die at one point? No. OK, good. OK, unless you have a great legacy, then you'll never die. Right. But here's the deal. So what happens when you don't use the apple for its intended purposes? It dies. That's it. It's a wrap. It's over. Done for. So the pinnacle theory says that you take something and you take it to the height of what it is, and that thing becomes awesome. Let's break that down for a second. If you're driving 225, everybody familiar with 225? You say, okay, you're driving down 225. In whatever lane you want to be in, whatever direction, north, south, east, west, doesn't matter, right? You're driving down 225, and then there's an accident. But it's not a bad accident. What do you do if you're on the main part of the highway? You get to the feeder, correct? All right, great, because, you know, bad accident is not a problem. What happens when you take this little bitty accident and you take it to the height of what all accidents can be as far as car collision go, which is a death? Fair enough, right? So here's what happens. Not only is the traffic blocked on the freeway, then it's blocked on the feeder, and then on the other side that has nothing to do with it, it's also blocked, and that feeder is blocked as well. Here's what just happened. You took something and you took it to the height of what it was designed for, and it didn't have to go out to the world. The world came to it. Let's break it down this way. Anybody familiar with Joel Osteen? Right? I love Joel. It doesn't matter what you think about Joel, but here's the deal. Joel took a 5,000-member church to a 43,000-member church in 2 years. Why? Because Joel doesn't care if you call him a motivational speaker. He's going to be at the height of what his purpose is. Do him, not apologize for it. And because of that, he didn't have to go out to the world. The world came to him. Does that make sense? Who's bought a Beyonce album or anything like that here recently? Something like that. What's your favorite artist? Okay, it's like, so dude, we don't buy albums anymore. We got Spotify. Come on, crazy, all right? But you don't have to go out to your favorite artist. Your artist had to go out to you. You come to them. When you're at the height of your entire purpose, whatever it is that you want, whether you want to be a guy with an MBA, whether you want to be a basketball player, whether you want to be a singer, whatever it is that you want, you don't have to go out. If you do it at the height of who you are, they'll come to you. So it should give nobody any surprise that I don't like making quilts. I mean, come on. I got facial hair and stuff. I just can't do quilts. This is not my thing. I don't even like to layer under them. Well, if it's cold outside, I'd do something like that. So if I tell you I done created and built and designed or whatever they do with quilts, the best 5 quilts I have, and I say, all you guys, come on out, buy my quilts, all of y'all will look at me like I'm crazy. Fair enough?
Yeah.
Okay, good. But if I tell you the top 5 quilt makers in the world have designed their masterpieces, and they are on display right here at Lee College, not only will you come, but a line will form so long that everybody go, what's that line over there for? Girl, I don't know what that line is. Let's go find out. And they'll go over to the line, and then the line gets longer, and everybody would be in this line not knowing what's going on. Why? Because at the height of his purpose, the quilt makers didn't have to go out. Everybody came to it. So how does this apply to you? Here's the deal. If you don't know who, where is that marker? If you don't know, it's in my pocket. If you don't know who you are, you can never get to the height of your purpose. Is that fair enough? Right? So if you totally suck at badminton, y'all too young for that. If you totally suck at basketball. Okay, all right, then. She's got some old. She got raised by her grandmother. They didn't care. But cool. Great. Right? So if you try to play basketball and you suck, stop. Just stop. Seriously, just stop. That's not your thing, right? So here's the deal. Most of you right now, since you're, are these first-time college students as well? You guys? Okay, cool. So this is a target. Anybody ever been to a gun range? Because you're in Texas. There's no way. All right, thank you very much. Okay, some of you conceal handgun license carries right now. Good for you. God bless you. All right, so here's the deal. If you're trying to hit a target, and I cut all the lights off, and I tell you, I give you 40 rounds, I'm ex-military, so I give you 40 rounds, and I'm going to want you to hit the target. All the lights off, you can't see. So what's going to happen is you're going to get all this here, and maybe twice you'll hit the target. Now, how many of you honestly would try something 38 times before you're actually successful on the 39th time? And most, well, you see, you're just like me, you're a hard charger. Most people will quit around 3 or 4 times, right? And they'll be able to go, you know what? This doesn't work. That crazy guy in the suit was crazy. This just does not work. I tried this network marketing business. I tried this degree. I don't like this one. I got to switch it. And you immediately change it. And why? It's because you're hitting a target that you can't see. So if you don't know what you want to do by the time you're 30, you're going to be the rest of America and the rest of the world hitting a target by accident. I'm not saying you won't succeed, but what I am saying is if you do, it is purely because you happen to aim in the right direction once or twice. What happens if I can teach you how to succeed at every single thing that you do? Because if you can see the target, then even if you miss a few shots, you may not be dead center bullseye, but you sure enough, the moment you see your bullets going to the left, you're going to drag it a little bit to the right and hit the target every single time. So you need to know that right now, you need to figure out what you want to do, who you want to be. Right now, like right now, you need to figure out what you want to do, who you want to be, and don't apologize for it. Too many people will tell you what you cannot do because they were too afraid to do what they didn't want to do as kids, and now they're telling you what you can't do because if you let people like that around you close enough, they'll make sure you are worse than them because they like to feel good about themselves. Have you ever wondered why we watch so much reality TV? Because what we do is we sit back in our own little high horses and stuff, and we go, you know what? Look at her. What's the boo-boo lady name with the what's that? I don't know the name. Anyway, you know what I'm talking about. We look at Love and Basketball, and we go, I would never do that, right? Because we love to be up and then look down at people. And the same people that would do that to reality TV stars are the same people that would do it to you. Here's how you hear. They'll be like, oh, girl, I want you to do just fine until you start doing better than them. And if you don't think that's true, get you a friend and then shine real good and see if your friend keeps staying around. The ones that do keep staying around are the ones you actually need in your life. Very rare where you find it a whole crew of people that actually want you to be better than them. Very rare. So, first thing you need to know about self-motivation, know who you are. Because it's extremely hard to be motivated if you can't stand who you are. Is that fair? Okay. I'll say it this way. You ever been with somebody? Actually, I said it. Since y'all college students, I get to be a little real. You ever wish you can unsleep with somebody? Is that fair? Okay. I told you I get to keep it real, right? Yeah, you ever wish that you like, ooh, I wish I could just, what was I thinking? Is it anyone I ever did that, right? Because I know I've done, amen, all right, appreciate you, right? So here's the deal. You ever love somebody so much that you lost yourself in them? And then when you wanted to get up, I don't feel like doing it today. When you wanted to do your hair, I don't feel like doing it today. It is extremely hard to be motivated when you've lost yourself. Now, imagine going through life, spending 90% of your day, you don't like who you are, you don't know who you are, and you've lost exactly who you are. And then you take 90% of your day, and then you go 90% of your week. Heck, let me write that down. You go 90% of your week not liking who you are, not liking what you do, not liking the car you drive, not liking the road you drive to get to work, not liking the people you work with, not liking anything. And then you spend 90% of your month, 90% of your year, only to discover you spend 90% of your life being exactly who you didn't want to be. Now, how can you possibly live a good life if you spend 90% of it self-sabotaging your own motivation? The first thing you need to know is that when you are trying to be self-motivated, you need to know who you are, because if you don't know who you are, then you would never be motivated. Why? You would never get up and do your hair when you don't even like what you see in the mirror. Fair enough? You don't have to be him. You don't have to be her. The fastest way to be demotivated is to compare you to somebody else. The moment you start saying, well, she does this better than me, her teeth are whiter than mine, her hair is better than mine, or whatever it is, that's when you stop being motivated. Love who you are, because there's never been a you that has been better at you at being you. Nobody has ever looked at you and heard your voice and said, you know what, my voice is better than yours because I have. No, your voice is the greatest voice that you've ever had. You can file papers better than anybody. Whatever it is, you do it and you have the permission to be who you are. In a bad day, you still have permission to be happy. In a sad day, you still have permission to be happy. So here's the deal. Everything starts with a seed. Every single thing you do starts with a seed. So do not despise your small beginnings. Do not shrink down and go, you know what? I'm in Lee College. I'm getting an associate's degree. Or this for sure is what many of us do. I'm 25. I didn't start college when everybody else did when I was 18. My friends have passed me up. What am I doing with my life? Am I the only? Okay, thank you. You are doing a great job, right? Right, okay, you too, right? Here's the deal. Don't do any of that, because it doesn't matter where you are, because everything starts with a seed, and as long as you plant a seed, what you have done automatically is schedule a harvest. So your seed, this is just pure science. If you put something into the ground, whatever you put into the ground is going to die and then produce some sort of fruit, harvest, or whatever it is. So every time you plant a seed, you automatically schedule a harvest. Here's where most of us quit and die at, right here, time. Because we sure enough ain't patient, ain't we? Right? We don't like that. Come on. I planted the seed. Why you're not growing? Here's the deal. Everything starts with a seed, and every beginning is small. And anyone who ever changed the world didn't know how they were going to do it, didn't know how they were going to get there, didn't know how they were going to get funded. They just knew they were. Did you hear what I just said? Anybody who ever changed the world had no idea where their next breakthrough was coming from. They just knew that they were going to be the ones to do it. And life will unfold for you just like that every single time. If you know what you want, you don't have to know how to get there. You just have to know you're going to get there. And when you got that positive attitude, people around you will get you there. And you just have to wait this time. So let's go with the seed thing. If you plant an orange seed into the ground, she's not expecting back a banana. Is that fair? Okay, right? So you, whatever you plant is what you're going to get back. Fair enough? Okay, good. So, but here's the deal. She's also not expecting to put an orange seed into the ground and get back one orange. That's crazy. There's something called the principle of multiplication, meaning when you plant an orange seed into the ground, that one seed will yield you an orange tree with thousands of seeds. Principle of multiplication. When you give, you get back exactly what you gave, but you get it back in great multiplication. Now, that works well, and it works in your favor, because if you give love, you're going to get back a great tree of love. So some of you, you ever met somebody that you instantly fell in love with them the first time you met them? Right? You just, I just really like to be around this person. And for that person, you decided immediately whatever she needs, whatever he needs, I'm going to make sure he gets it, right? People want to promote people that they actually like. How many of you are going to invest your last $1,000 in somebody you can't stand? Good. Everybody has common sense. I sure appreciate that, all right? Talking to the right crowd. Here's the deal. You must know that when you plant a seed, that little bitty seed is going to give you back what you planted, but in great multiplication. But it also has a flip side. It's not just about money. It's not just about love. It's not just about good. If you plant gossip, you're going to get back gossip, but you're going to get it back how? In great multiplication. So if everybody in your life is always talking about you, here's the deal. Stop it. They're not tripping. You are. Because here's where we go with the garden. You don't get to complain about your harvest when you're the one planting the seeds. That hurts. I know it hurts. It's hurt. It's tough. It's tough to accept that. That everything you have in your life is due to what you planted. Every single thing. If everybody loves you, that's your fault. Good job. Because all you keep doing is planting love. Some of you, and I used to do this here, man, I'm always close, but no cigar, right? And guess what? Every time you try something, you get just close, and then you fail right before the end. Why? Because you planted that seed. It started here. And whatever you hold up here, you will hold right here. What is up here will physically manifest itself to what you're going to grab, touch, hold, every single thing. So here's the deal. Here's your seed. You have to wait your time and you get your harvest. And here's the deal. All harvests don't blossom at the same time, right? When you plant the orange tree, all the oranges aren't ripe at the same time. That's right, right? Some of them are good, some of them not. And so what you'll wind up happening is you'll wind up having this one's good, and then you'll have 2 or 3 months of one tree giving you a whole bunch of harvest, and that works both ways. And goods, you ever had a, you didn't just have a good day. Like, you had a whole good season. Like, man, 2014 was awesome. Like, that was my year. Anybody ever said something like that? Okay, right? Because 2012 was like the worst year of my entire life. I promise you it was. Right? And so here's the deal. So you have that harvest, you have that harvest, you have that harvest, and you get to live off of that. On the flip side, you gotta live off that bad harvest too. Because whatever you plant is what you get back. So let's focus on the seed for a second. This is all about motivation. Focus on the seed for a second. In order for you to understand about your garden, here's your garden. And your job is not to be smart. Your job is not to be successful. That's too hard. Your job is not to be the greatest. That's too hard. Your job is not to be number one in your class. That's too hard. Your job is to plant the seeds that are better than bad seeds. And if you happen to be number one in your class, which is what you wanted, what you focused on, guess what? That's because you planted more good seeds than you did bad seeds. You planted more seeds of, I want a 4.0, is it summa cum laude undergrad? Yeah, it is. Okay, yeah, it's been undergrad for a while, right? Summa cum laude, right? So you got that, I want to be summa cum laude, period, undergrad. And if you plant that seed, and you plant more summa cum laude seeds here, then I'm going to go out and party and get drunk, then that's what you'll get. So here's the deal. Don't complicate this. If everything's about your harvest, then it also is about your seeds. plant more good seeds than you do bad seeds, and you'll win. Can I get that to you mathematically? Since it's math right here. Say, let's say you have somebody that you can't stand. And let's say your relationship is at a negative two. What happens when you can't stand them and they get under your skin and you go, you mother, y'all know them words y'all be saying. Y'all didn't learn in Sunday school. You're like, okay, right? So you get these words. So then you put your negative two on top of the negative two that's already there. What happens? Outstanding. Negative four. So you know what? It's negative four. You know, it's already bad anyway. Tell you what I'm going to do. I'm just gonna, I don't care. I'm about that life. I'm ready. You know, all that stuff. You know, you ain't finna do me. Eyebrows on fleek. All that stuff y'all be saying, right? All that stuff. So what you going to do is say, you know what? I ain't dealing with it. Another negative four. So I'm putting my negative four on the top of this negative four. And what is it? So basically, every time you put a negative in an already negative situation, it's going up to more negative. And most of you are living your life going, man, I don't ever get no luck. You got a negative 330 way out here somewhere. And you're trying to get back to zero. And you're like, man, I remember when it was zero and I didn't like zero. But if I could just get back to zero now, that'll be awesome. And here, this is for the bless your whole life. So say you're at negative 330 and you want to change your life. Here's what you need to do. You don't have to knock out 330 at a time. Just go negative. Just go plus two, right? You go plus two. Now it's negative 228. And if you do enough plus twos, you wind up back at zero. Now, that doesn't seem like reason to celebrate. But from here to neutral, to way out there to negative 330, that's, you're now back to no drama. Who likes no drama in their lives, right? So here's the deal. Most of you, you're going to hear what I'm going to say, or you read a good quote on Facebook, you went to church or whatever it is, and you said, man, that's awesome, I'm excited. And you went, I'm excited, I'm changing my life, and you got to negative 320, and you went, my life is still trash, this doesn't work. And you quit. And now you went all the way back to negative. And now you wrapped around a wall somewhere in 700. But what if you just continue to plant more good seeds than bad? Because when you're doing it, you may not see what you want to see right here. But if you keep putting the plus two, keep putting the plus two, you get back here. And then eventually you get the 2, 4, 6, 8. What am I saying? It's real simple. Don't complicate this. You want to be motivated? Do a little bit at a time, because a little bit at a time will wind up compounding up on top of itself, and you'll be awesome and great over here. So here's the deal. In the same manner in which you can look at your seeds and know what you're going to what your harvest is going to be, here's more painful news. I already told you can't complain about your life if that's your harvest. When you go, well, I don't know what I'm doing. I don't know what's wrong. Anybody ever said that? Anybody had it's been a terrible day. You ain't know what the heck was going on. Like, what, man? Yeah. Why everybody keep breaking up with me? Right? Come on, Brad. Come on, right? All right. Here's the deal. So you got to go, at some point you have to go, well, I don't know what I did. And that's okay. You don't need to know. Look at your harvest. Look at what they're saying. Look at them. Listen to them tell you you're just lazy. Listen to them tell you you know it all. Listen to them tell you that you're just mean. You just whatever. Listen to it, because you can tell by what you're planting by what your harvest is. Now, here's the good news. Because that was a bunch of bad news, right? It's terrible. The good news is you are not this. You never were. You never will be. You are not your harvest. You were your harvest. Think about it this way. If you got time, whatever you are currently going through today, if you woke up this morning and you said, I hate my life. If you woke up this morning and said, man, I got to do better. If you woke up this morning saying anything but my life is the greatest life that I've ever had, and today is the start of the best of my life. If you say anything but that, you're judging your harvest by who you are. Here's the deal. Your harvest is not who you are. It's who you were here. That's the most liberating thing I could possibly tell you. You want to be motivated? Look at your life right now and go, that's not me. Look at your life right now and say, I don't care if I have this. I don't care if I just got a repossession. I don't care if I got this credit card. That's not me. That's who I was. But I'm going to change as a result of this conversation. So the most liberating thing I could possibly tell you is you don't ever judge your life by what you have. That's right. Ever on planet Earth, for as long as you live, what you have is not who you are. It's who you were. And all you have to do is change who you are. And this harvest will eventually fade away and you'll get a new harvest. And the wonderful thing about it is, it's the harvest you choose it to be. Here's the wonderful thing about motivation and being the most awesome person that you can ever be. It doesn't take talent. See, if I just deduced your entire experience to seeds, it doesn't take talent to plant seeds. It takes discipline. And so here's the deal. Anybody can learn a discipline. You don't, a discipline is something that you get, you acquire a skill. See, talent and skill are two totally different things. If you put skill in a talent, then it exponentially grows. But you don't have to have talent to have skill. You didn't know how to, you were born knowing how to type 90 words a minute. That's a skill you acquired because you're a millennial generation, right? Here's the deal. No matter what you're going through, you can learn how to get out of it. There's nothing more powerful than that. And there's nothing more motivational than that. Because if you can see the end of the road, you get a second wind. Any runners in here? No runners? Yeah, I know. I ain't mad. Okay, she's a runner. Okay, she says she got to keep it fit. Her man like it fit. I understand. She's got to keep it fit. Good. Any other runners in here? No. You keep it fit? Okay, right. Here's the deal. Please know that everything you do, it's simply a skill you're acquiring. Now, here's more good news. You can do and be whatever you want to be as long as you plant those seeds. Isn't that motivating? Isn't it motivating to know that even though you didn't grow up with a silver spoon in your mouth, that you can have a silver spoon in your mouth? It doesn't. You don't have to be of J.P. Morgan and all that stuff. You don't have to be one of the what's the girls with the big old extremities, you know? You knew what I was talking about too, exactly. Right? Well, yeah, right. You don't have to be a Kardashian, right, to have a bunch of Instagram followers and stuff. You're so awesome. Give me a high five. Right? She is hot though, by the way, right? But here's the deal. You don't have to be that. You don't have to be the hottest. You don't have to be all that. You just have to be you. And in the you-ness of you, plant what you want. Because here's the deal. It's going to happen. If you want to be a doctor right now, nobody can stop you from being a doctor. Because if you plant it, it has to grow. Isn't that fair? If you put the seed into the ground, it has to grow. You just have to respect this and have the fortitude enough not to die in that part. Right? And I'm not talking about physical death. Most of us are die at 16 years old, only to discover when the time we 80 and we actually do die, we haven't lived in almost 60 years. Right? So everything has your seed. Now, this is my favorite part. I am not a goal setter. Not my thing. I don't like them. It's not personal. I know I'm going against everything you've been taught. I know I see it on your faces. I don't like goals. I just, silly old things. I don't like these goals. I do what I call defining moments. This is the greatest thing that I've ever done in my entire life. Who wants, okay, let me ask you a kindergarten question. What you want to be when you grow up?
Politician.
Yeah. Okay, cool. What kind of politician? Where?
I don't know yet.
But big one though, right? Shoot high. Great. Can I put you in Congress? Can I make you Speaker of the House? And then on your way to presidency? Presidency? Sweet. Great. This guy wants to be president. Sweet. I want your autograph, too, when you get there. Matter of fact, before we leave class, I want your autograph. Just so when you do get there, I can totally sell it on Amazon. And, yeah, be really good. Right? So what did you want to be when you want to grow up?
An acting teacher.
An acting teacher? Oh, sweet. All right. So ag teacher, Give me one more. You remind me of my assistant.
I'm a nurse.
What kind of nurse?
RN.
Which RN?
I'm gonna
say bachelor's.
Yeah.
Sweet. That's what I'm talking about. All right. RN, BSN. Matter of fact, can I push you a little higher? Let's go.
Yeah.
Nurse practitioner. Sweet. Cool. All right. So here's what that I was totally gonna spell it wrong. So.
NP.
Don't judge. Math is my thing. Not this stuff, right? So here's the deal. So I got three defining moments up here. And I'm telling you, only focus on this. And all your goals will lay at your feet. So if you want to be president of the United States, here's what you know you need to do for sure. Not get caught up in stupid stuff. Like, that's number one. You need to immediately know that you can't have any felonies. I mean, that's just fair. Because anything you do can and will be used against you in a court of public opinion, right? Straight up. So you can't, and then you can't be overweight. Nah, that's not, I'm not saying anything because, you know, I'm a 200-pound black man, so I'm a bit overweight, right? You know what I'm saying? So I'm definitely not saying anything bad. But let's be honest, this is a social media world. That's you probably true. Need to be attractive. That's fair. That's fair, right? That's fair, or at least viewed that way.
They,
right?
Bill Clinton was in office.
Well, I don't know.
Yeah, but people like Bill Clinton, like to like Sean Connery. Okay. Yeah.
Donald Trump's not good looking.
Right, but he has something else, and you need to be charismatic, right? However that charismatic fits on you. You could be introvertedly charismatic. Let's see, Carla Fiorina fits that pretty good. Who else fits? There's a few of. Oh, Joe Biden fits the introverted charismatic, right? He doesn't talk much, but when he does. But he tends to, you need to basically not adjust to the crowd. You need to walk through the room and make the crowd adjust to you. Fair enough? Here's the deal. You only focus on being president. That means your speaking needs to be absolutely amazing, which means you should probably take some English classes or at least read a book. Please don't make me vote for you and you don't even read. Please don't do that to me, right? So he has to do all these things, and then you have to learn how to be an extrovert if you're not, and then you have to learn to be an introvert because you're going to need to be, and you're going to need to stop putting so much crazy stuff on social media. Fair enough? Mm-hmm. And so here's the deal. When you only focus on that, when his homeboy say, dude, let's go get high, smoke some weed, and steal a car, you're like, nah, I can't do it. Right? I can't do it. Oh, man, let's just go spend all this money on that. Nah, I can't do it. Why you can't do it? Because I need money for my campaign, right? So here's the deal. On the way to it, you probably can't be an uneducated president. Now, some presidency, right? So uneducated as far as collegiate or in business like you got Donald Trump going on, right? You need to know your stuff, know it well, and convince people, even if you don't know it, I still know it. Fair enough? So you need confidence. So when you focus on all that, you don't need to say, I need a bachelor's, I need a master's. You don't need none of that. That may not be the goal that you need to get there. But if you focus on here, on your way here, you would knock down every single thing that you wanted to do plus more. Because you didn't say, well, let me focus on the goal. You said, let me focus on the one thing that if I do it, wow, I can't believe I did that. Right? Nurse practitioner. You clearly need an associate's, a bachelor's, and a master's, right? So when you get your associate's and you go, yes, I need you to understand, let that fist pump be so good that you stop it as well. Because here's the deal. If you get caught up in, yes, look at what I did, then you go get your nice job, make your good six-figure salary. Ooh, this salary, this money look good. Let me work some overtime. Then you work that overtime. Let me work some more overtime. And then you'd be like, well, I'm going to go to school. I just got these bills that I need to take care of. Let me work some more so I can go get paid. And then when it's finally time to go back to school and get your bachelor's, you never go get it because you worked your tail off and you made no time to go back to school. But if you focus only here, right, then you know school is always up front. So any boyfriend that you get, they'll be like, nah, I don't like you in school. You are not the one for me.
Okay.
All right. See, there you go, right? You study too much. Well, you talk too much. Bye. You know, all that stuff is what you need to do because that's how it needs to be. Because you are amazing. You are enough, and you are enough for that goal. If anybody thinking or saying that you can't, they need to be out your life immediately. It needs to start right now. Right now, right? an ag teacher. Basically, you're on the same thing, same path. But here's the deal. You need to know, let's go to the right schools to pull this off, right people. But then you need to be a people person. And the only way, which you mean, I'm sure you are, right? And the only way to be a people person, truly to be a people person, is something called emotional intelligence. You need to be able to look at somebody in 3 seconds, know everything about their personality, know when to jump up, when to jump down, right? There's a great book out there by Nicolai Machiavelli called The Prince. Right? It's a great book. You can actually get it for free because it's old enough now. You can just Google The Prince PDF and it's totally be right there for you. Focus on your defining moment, because when you focus on your defining moment, everything you want plus more will fall into place, and you'll never let anybody unworthy of this goal knock you from it. You have a right not to live up to the negative expectation of other people, of what they have on you. Some folk would keep you back in 2003 when you were all confused and angry and stuff, and now you got bachelors and a master's, and they still waiting for the other shoe to drop so they can say, I sure was right about her. Some people will always do that to you. Leave them alone. Be happy, because you can't be successful unhappy. You just can't. You just can't. You have to know what you want. So, recapping into self-motivation. First thing you need to do is you need to know who the heck you are. Then you need to know, don't despise your small beginnings. Wherever you start is a good start, because you're worthy of that start. Okay? All right? So you got that there. Keep people. I know you plant and watch your garden, what you put in there, and keep people close to you away from you so they won't plant bad seeds in your good garden. Said it better this way. Stop wasting so much good time on the wrong people. Does that help somebody in here? I feel like I just helped somebody, like, for real. Like, you finna make a phone call as soon as you leave class. We're done. Totally done. It's over. And here's the deal. Nextly, that's number four. So the defining moments, that's my thing. That's my thing. I only focus on my defining moment. That's why I was able to finish my bachelor's in 3 years flat instead of four, and my master's in a year and a half instead of three. Because my defining moment has nothing to do with where I am now. It's so far out there that I had to finish early, finish quick, because I have something I want to do, and the world's going to know when I get there, because I'm only focused on my defining moment. So if you have drama and all you do is talk about drama, I can't even answer your phone call. I just can't. I look at you, I go, oof, I just can't deal with her today. Anybody else do that out here? All right. Ooh, she always talking and cussing and stuff. I ain't got time for that. Next thing, your mind. Here's the greatest motivational tool that I can give to you. Your mind. Your feet have never taken you where your mind has not already been. That was deep, huh? You should put that on Twitter. And then put dash Antonio Smith. Your feet have never... You on Twitter? Instagram? No social network?
I mean, I get on it, but it's not like I'm on it.
Okay. No, not bad. Not bad. Snapchat, though. All right, I got it. She's guilty. Not even that one. Okay. Who's got Snapchat? Come on, who's got? All right, okay. All the smart people have Snapchat. You got me on Facebook. Appreciate you. So, good. Appreciate you, man. I'm trying to get out there. It's part of my defining moment. I need to get out there, and you Google me, and the first 50 pages pop up me. You got it? Cool. All right, here's the deal, though. Your mind, your feet have never taken you where your mind has not told them to go. Everything you've ever done in your life was absolutely your fault, good or bad. Right? So if you got good grades, that's your fault. Good job. You got bad grades, that's your fault. Good, bad job, right? But here's the deal. Before you ever enrolled in Lee College, you enrolled up here first. Tell me I'm lying. Right? You went, you know what? I'm going to go there. And your body had no choice but to follow where your mind took you. So, ma'am, if you want to be an ag teacher or a nurse practitioner, or the president of the United States, or whatever it is that you want to be, here's the deal. You need to become it right now. You can't wait to be a lawyer in order to become a lawyer. You can't wait to be a businessman in order to become a businessman. Because if you do that, you're going to wind up putting a tattoo on your face talking about get money.
That's true.
Right? And then you're going to be like, why y'all judging me? Because you got a tattoo on your face saying get money. And I can't trust you in front of my clients with get money right here on your face. You just don't, I'm just saying, right? You have to become who you want to be right now. You want to be a businessman? Stop wearing cut-off jeans. Matter of fact, let me just help all you men just for a second. Stonewash jeans. No, you know, with the dot. Yeah, all that stuff. Jeans. And yeah. Thank you for saying 90s jeans. Cut-off jeans, acid jeans, that'll work too. Sweater vest.
It's a cardigan.
All that stuff, it's a wrap. Just throw it out your car. Shorts with like 50 pockets. Just stop. Ladies, am I right? Please, right? Just stop. Just, yeah. Skinny jeans need to go immediately. Okay. So the ladies are like, you know what? Skinny jeans, get that stuff out of there. They want real men. Okay, guys, listen. Get that crap out of here immediately. Right? If you want to be a businessman, whenever you see me, you'll always see me in a black suit. I got a whole closet full of black suits. Why? Because my defining moment says every time you see me, you need to see me in a suit because of where I'm trying to go. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
So if you want to be a dude with the NBA running things, if you want to be the Jay-Z of whatever it is, right? Even Jay-Z was rapping and would say, I wear button-ups and all that stuff, right? He wasn't wearing jerseys. He was wearing button-ups. Look like who you want to be. Why would I give you money if you look like you don't deserve it? Fair enough. All right, so look like and become who you want to be. Become the nurse now, become the teacher now, and do that thing. Lastly, your voice. When the voice on the inside of you becomes stronger and louder than the voices on the outside of you, you've mastered your life. And not only did you master your life, you've mastered motivation in itself. When you can say, I want to be this, and everybody around you say, I don't want that. I don't want you to be that. When you know the voice on the inside of you is louder than their voices, here's the good news. The next time you have an idea, those voices won't even be around anymore. Because when you become what you want, you will only hang around people trying to become what you want. So all those people that said, no, you can't do it. No. The only time a boat ever has problems is when what's on the outside of the boat gets on the inside of the boat. That's when the boat sinks. Your job is to keep what's on the outside of you and let what's on the inside of you stay completely dry. When your voice is louder than their voices, then you would have mastered your life. Thank you very much.
A podcast is a free downloadable audio show that enables you to learn while you're on the go. To subscribe to our podcast for free, you'll need an app to listen to the show. For iPhone, iPad, iPod listeners, grab your phone or device and go to the iTunes store and search Brick by Brick, the motivational podcast by Antonio T. Smith Jr. This will help you to download the free podcast app produced by Apple and then subscribe to the show from within that app. Every time we produce a new episode, you'll get it downloaded right on your device. For Android listeners, download the Podomatic app for free and search for Brick by Brick, the motivational podcast by Antonio T. Smith Jr. Or if you have already downloaded a podcasting client, follow the directions in the next sentence. For podcast enthusiasts, if you already listen to podcasts and have a podcatcher that you prefer, the feed you'll need to add is brickbybrick.podomatic.com. For those who don't have a mobile device, you can always listen to the show by clicking the audio file at the top of this page. You can see Brick by Brick, the motivational podcast by Antonio T. Smith Jr. in the business section of iTunes or Podomatic.